ABC Radio Australia.
Questions are growing as to how several Chinese nationals arrested in Vanuatu were able to obtain citizenship of that country, given that they were on an international police wanted list. The two were among six people detained late last week and now facing deportation at the request of Chinese law enforcement agencies who allege that the six were running an internet scam. And they may not be alone. A senior Vanuatu official connected to the investigation has told Pacific Beat that more Chinese nationals could be arrested in coming days and weeks. Our reporter Liam Fox has the details. Liam, what do we know about those arrested firstly?
Well, authorities are releasing little official information, but thanks to local media, we do know that six Chinese nationals were arrested last week in Port Vila. They were arrested by local police after a request from Chinese authorities who allege those detained were part of an internet fraud ring that was based in Vanuatu but targeting victims back in China. Local media reported that at least one of those arrested, a woman, also held Vanuatu citizenship. That's because Vanuatu citizenship is effectively for sale to so-called investors, and it's a major source of revenue for the government. A senior figure in one of the agencies involved in the investigation, who wants to remain anonymous, has told Pacific Beat that two of the people arrested had Vanuatu citizenship, and as a consequence, have Vanuatu passports. Those passports have been revoked, but the official said it would take longer to revoke their citizenship because the matter would have to go before a court. The official said the two Chinese nationals who held Vanuatu citizenship were both also subjects of Interpol wanted notices. That is, they were on an international police wanted list, yet still managed to obtain Vanuatu citizenship. Pacific Beat has sought comment from the Prime Minister's office, which is responsible for the programs through which citizenship is sold, but so far there's been no response. The official who spoke to us also predicted that there would be more arrests in the near future as the investigation by local police at the request of Chinese authorities was ongoing.
All right, so we'll continue to keep an eye on that, Liam. But what will happen to the six Chinese nationals who have already been arrested?
Well, that's difficult to say at this stage because it's been hard to get official information out of both the police and the Internal Affairs Ministry. The police have confirmed the arrest, but that's about all they've said. The Internal Affairs Minister, Andrew Napwat, told local media last week that he had issued a removal notice for those arrested to be deported. But as we've heard, it could take some time to revoke the Vanuatu citizenship held by two of those arrested. Presumably, though, it would be a relatively straightforward process to deport the other four, given they're Chinese nationals alleged to have committed crimes affecting Chinese citizens. And it's important to remember Vanuatu is one of China's staunchest supporters in the region. Vanuatu has been one of the recipients of the increasing amounts of Chinese aid and development grants flowing into the region in recent years. And it's also one of the few countries in the world to support China's position on its territorial claims in the South China Sea. This is also not the first time something like this has happened in the region recently. 2 years ago, Fiji deported 77 Chinese nationals that Chinese law enforcement agencies accused of running phone and internet scams.